We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Bab Chavdal Ramad Aleph, and we are starting from the last line of Chav Gimel Amad Beis. Rav Yosi Bar Oven, Havashchia Chamei Dereisi Demen Yukras. Rav Yosi Bar Oven first used to learn by Rav Yosi Demen Yukras, Shafke Bar Osel Chamei Derev Ashi. He left Rav Yosi Demen Yukras, and he went to learn by Rav Ashi. Yom Echad, Shamed De Kogoris, one day, so Rashi has two pshat, we'll go Rashi's second pshat. It means Rav Yosi Bar Oven heard Rav Ashi saying over, Omar Shmuel, Hashoyle Dag Min Hayam B'Shabbos. If someone takes a fish out of the water on Shabbos, which is it will kill the fish without water, and there's the Isser of Netilas Neshama on Shabbos. You know that the Isser of Shechita on Shabbos comes from the Isser of Netilas Neshama. It's one of the obvious malachas to kill a Bal Chai on Shabbos. So someone who takes a fish out of Shabbos, Kimish Yavish by Kesela, once it gets dried up, even the size of a sella of a coin, is chayif. He's chayif in Atilas Hashama. Omalei, that's what he said over. And I would have to say though. So Rashi answers that the case was that it was in a basket in the water, in the river. It was already pre-captured. They used to have this, the pre-captured fish. Just wait, they would need a fish to take it. Since that's the derech of the dayogim, the people who catch the fish, that derech is that they have the fish already caught in the water. They keep it in the water because they want it to be stay alive. They keep it in the natural habitat, but they put it into baskets over there. Akapana wasn't a shayla of tzeda. It was only a shayla of tilas hashama. And he said over from Shmuel that if it's yavish kesela, it's chayiv. Amalei, so Rav Yosi Bar Oven tells his new Rebbe, Rav Ashi, he says, Amalei, v'lei memar vein sapirov, you have to add on something to it. It has to be dafka between the fins that it gets dried up, but not in a different place. This din that kesela already is chayiv, it's only if it dried up between the fins. So Amalei, Loisovale Mar that he Rav Yosi Bar Oven Amra. So Rav Ashi tells back to him to this new Talmud. He says, you know, the halacha is supposed to say something v'shem Amrei, because Kol Aimer Dav v'shem Amrei may be Gula Loilam. So you didn't know this is Rav Yosi Bar Oven's Memra. Amalei, yeah, not you, that's me. I'm Rav Yosi Bar Oven. Amalei, v'lav kamei Rav Yosi Bar Demiukus Havashchiach Mar. Didn't you learn by Rav Yosi Bar Demiukus? He's a famous Talmud Chacham. This Talmud. So he said, I thought you learned by a different yeshiva, Rav Yosi Bar Demiukus. Omalei hen, yeah, I takis learned there. Omalei my time of shafke. So Rav Ashi asked him, so why you leave your regular rabbi? Omalei my time of shafke mar. Why to come here? Omalei, he said, gavro da breva barti lechas alaydi di hechi chayis. Someone who's not have rachmanis on a son or a daughter, on me a talmid have rachmanis. So therefore, I didn't want to stay with him because I saw he didn't have rachmanis on his son and his daughter. What's the story that he didn't have rachmanis on a son and his daughter? Brei mahi. One day, Rav Yosi Demen Yukras had workers working in the fields. The minig was there in that town that the balabas gave food, gave lunch to the workers, and he hadn't been coming. He didn't come. It was already a while, and he didn't get lunch. Well, that's a rifta. The workers didn't have lunch yet. Amulei lebrei. So the workers told the son, Kafinan, I'm hungry, we're hungry. Savayasi tunis to the tennis. They were sitting under a fig tree. Omar, so the son said, Te'ina, te'ina, haitziu peresacha. He said, fig tree, give out your peres. V'yoichlu pa'li abba, and my father's workers will eat. Afiku v'achlu. All of a sudden, fruits came out of the tree, and they ate it. Okay, they had their lunch. Adahachi v'achi, also avua. Finally, the father showed up. Omar lahu, he said to the workers, don't get angry at me. The reason why I'm late is because I was busy with a mitzvah. But I asked who do sagaya, it took it till now. So the workers answered him, Rachmano lispiacha, the Hashem should make you full, just like your son made us full, Hashem should make you full. And the Mashah explains that why are you giving a bracha to the father? What did the father do here? The Mashah explains because they held that the only reason this nes happens only because of the schus of the father that he was doing a mitzvah. B'schus that, that's why the Te'ena gave out peiris like that. So he gives them a bracha. Amru mehecha, mehecha, where did you get food from? Amru, the worker said, Hachi v'acha v'maisa, there's a story. Your son said, you know, Te'ena, Te'ena, ha'itzi peresecha. Amalai, Bini, ata trachtas kenecha lohitzi teina perisev shlevizmana, you umatriach on a kodesh baruch hu kaviyachol, to be mighty peris shleves mano, ya osif shleves mano. You should die before your zman. That's he gives his a klal to his children. So you see from here, he didn't have so much rachmanas on his own kids. He gave them a klal for this. So upon him, that's one ma'aseh where he saw he didn't have rachmanas on his son. Barte mahi. What's the story with his daughter? Barte mahi. Havile barta balis yoifi. Yom echad, Chazya, he had a daughter who was very, very good looking. Yom echad, Chazlu gavra, davikar yoy behutza. He went and saw a person, was like cracking open the fence, like a chazla, to go look at her. Amaloi mayhai, he saw this guy, what are you doing? Amaloi, Rabbi, if I can't marry her, l'roys le'eska, I shouldn't be zeichet to see her. Amaloi, So the Rabbi Yosef Mukas turned to her daughter and said, "Biti, kometzar su lebriyasa. You have been mitzar the people. Shuvi la'afrech. Go back to offer. In other words, die. Vayikhoshu bech bnei adam. And no one should be nichshal in you. And the gears of the baches can't happen. That's how that can happen. And that was again a taina of Yosef Mukas. He was like they was not." Nor Rachmanas on his daughter. Like the Mashal says, there's two other eitzes he could have done. Either he could have davened that she becomes ugly, like we had the Gemara before in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, or you could put her into a box, like Avraham Avinu did. He put her into a box, put Sarah into a box. As Mashal says, he had two eitzes he could have done. He didn't have to do this. So the Gemara Vayta, Havlehu Chamra, Rav Yosef and Yukris had this Chamra, had this chamor, a donkey, could have an agrul who called Yoima when they rented out the donkey to people. The people who rented it just put the money, the rent, on the donkey, and the donkey drove it home, rode it home. The asked Beimar and brought it back to the Balabas's house, to Rav Yosef's house. The tofule abatulov was too much, too little. Lo yase, didn't move. You have a very smart donkey. You have a car into Zuga the Sandela. One time someone left a pair of shoes on it. Didn't leave until they took the shoes off. And the Mashal like handles, like we find always, the Chamar of Pinchas Ben Yair gets a lot of press in Shas. What happened to the Chamar of Yosef Ben Yukris? It looks like a pretty good Chamar itself. Ayin Chum. So the Gemara Vayta. Eloza ish birsa kar hava chazile gavit tzedaka hava toshu mine. Eliezer ish birsa was not a rich person, but every penny he had, he loved giving away to tzedaka. So when gabay tzedaka saw him, they ran away because they knew the cholamai da hava gabay yavlu, because they knew everything he has, they're going to give it to them, and they didn't want to clean him out. Yoyim echad hava salt l'shuk l'mizban adun l'yabarte. One day, he was going to the shuk to buy an adunya for his daughter. Pashas means that she was getting married soon, and went to buy the tzarchi chasana for his daughter. So he had a certain amount of money in his pocket to go to the shuk to buy the stuff. Chazu gavet tzedaka, saw him, toshim nei, they ran away, like normal. Also, Rod Bashar, but he caught the corner of his eye, he saw the gavet tzedaka running away, and he ran after the gavet tzedaka. Omalu, ashbisichu b'may askisum. I'm making you make a shua to tell me what you are busy with. What stock are you busy with? Amrulei, b'yosef yisem, I'm busy with yosef yisem, I'm marrying them off. Amalehem, avoydo, shem kerdim biti. I mean, he's making a shua, they're there before my daughter. Shaka called the hava bahadei, he took everything he had, b'yohav luhu, and he gave it to the garbage stocker. Poshtei chadzuzu, besides one coin, he left for himself. So, he's now destitute, but he had to buy something for the chasana. Zovan lechiti, he bought some wheat, va'asik, and he brought it home. Shadi akabi, put it into the storehouse. Asoy devisu, his wife came. Omru lo labarte, maya sevuch, where's your father's stuff? The wife came home and said, "Where's your father went shopping today? Where's all those tzarchei suda?" Omru lo, kol ma da'isi, everything he brought, ba'kabi shdisi, threw it into the storehouse. Asiel miftach bava da kava, she went to the storehouse, to the door. And she sees she can't open the door. Chaz is the cow with the mal yechiti. The whole entire store, this big silo, was filled with wheat. Konafka b'tzimri dasha, and was sticking out of the door handle, was sticking out chit. That's how much it was. When miftach bav, he couldn't open the door, mechiti, from someone's chitim. Ozo bar til be'er midrasha. So the daughter went running to the Beis Medrash to her father. Look what your beloved one did for you. Look what Kadosh Baruch Hu did for you. Look at this nice. So he said to her, which means he's makdish tzedakah. From this, you could have made $100,000 chasana. But he said, no, I'm not taking more than a regular undies chasana, and the rest of the money is going to tzedakah. Even though now it's a whole huge storehouse of chitim, a lot of stuff, he didn't want to be nana for maisa nisim, like Rashi speaks out. And therefore, he did not take more than the minimum. So, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, this was the son of Rabbi Gamil, who's the son of Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Goza Tanisa. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Goza Tainis because he needed rain. Bayi Rachme, he davened, loy also, Mitra, and it didn't rain. Omar, he said, Kama ikam Shmuel HaRamasi Yehuda Ben Gamil. Look how different it is from Shmuel HaRamasi, who davened for rain in Ketzir Chitim, in the time of Nisan, and the rain came. And me, even in the winter, I davened rain, nothing happens. Look at the differences between me and Yehuda ben Gamliel, between Shmuel and Yehuda ben Gamliel, which is me. Oiloi ledar shekei niska. He says, Nebuch for the dar that they stuck with me. Oiloi lemisha also v'yamav. Woe to the people who this happens in their days. V'yamav kach cholosh day. They've also met to elmaisa. Because of that, he got with Zabrachan. With Zabrachan, and Lev Nishbar. And Hashem likes Lev Nishbar. But also met when the rain came. The Bein Nesia Gozer Tanisa, the house of the Nesia was Gozer Atainis, and they did not be Maidia, Rav Yechim Shlokash, that's a fast day today. Let's Safra, the next morning, they let him know that it's a fast day today. Omle Rav Shlokash Rav Yechim, and Haloi Kabilna Alamorto, we didn't warm a Kabul from yesterday. And like Mashah speaks out, that of course they would have to fast. Why do they have to fast? Because they you have to Mishtatav Bitzaira, that's the Allah, you have to Mishtatav Bitzaira of the tzibur, like we have a Gemara before, that if you go into a city that's fasting, you have to fast. So today, they have to fast anyway, but they were makabal, therefore they can't say anenu, because the tainus needs a kabal, it's tainus to be called a tainus. So they said, oh, we're makabal from yesterday. Amalei, anam basrayu gerinon. So they answered, Rabbi Yochanan answered, no, if the tzibur is makabal, we automatically go bust of that. And we don't have to makabal Tainus. That's why by us, by Tainus Sibur, we don't have to be Kabbal by Tainus Sibur, because since the whole Klai Yisrael is fasting, we are automatically Nigrar Achrav. The Bein Nesia goes to Tainus, so they also mitra. A different Maisa, Bein Nesia goes to Tainus, and it didn't rain. Tanulu Oisha Zeira de Minchav Raya. So Zeira, the small one, they call him, he was the small one from the Chabura, Tzara Shavi Yeshiva, and Rashi, there was different of Oisha, therefore he was called the Oisha Zeira. He dares from a Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, so Moshe Kalo, who's stolen her father's house, and she's not engaged yet. If you see her eyes are nice, you don't have to buy the rest of the goof. But if her eyes are not nice, trutois either means soft or they're round. Her whole goof needs bedika. Basically, Ishaya Ziru is saying that you have to check in the Gedolim, in the Bein Nesia, you have to check by them if they're doing the right thing. If they're doing the right thing, their eyes are nice. Their eyes represent the leaders of Klal Yisrael. So if they're nice, then they don't need B'dika. But now, if they're not nice, then the city needs B'dika. So the Bein Nesia were not happy about this. Also, Avdei, V'romel Yisudra V'tzavre. The people from the Bein Nesia came and they threw a Suda around his neck. Become a tzarele, and they were torturing him because they weren't happy with what he said. The people say, leave him alone. Donam and tzar alone. He also gives us musi. He means the shem shemayim. Kibin the chazin the chol milo shem shemayim. Amri le midi v'shavkin le adram shavkiu. We also used to be upset at him, but we saw that he means the shem shemayim when he gives the musar, and therefore leave him alone. You also leave him alone. Zotim maravaita. Rebbe goes to Tanisa also mitra. Rebbe was going to the Tainis, and then right, Nachas Kame Ilfa went down for the Amid. V'Amrila Rebbe Ilfa, Omer Mashiv Ruach Nasa Zika. He said Mashiv Ruach started the wind started coming. Mareh Geshem also mitra. That's how easy it was. He got up for the Amid. Mashiv Ruach Mareh Geshem. Boom, starts raining. Omalei. So Rebbe says to Rebbe Ilfa or Rebbe Ilfi, My avdech, what do you do? Why do you get your schus? Amalei, dairina bekusta dechika. I live in this town which is very poor. The less be chamer lekdusha v'avdalta. They don't have enough wine for kiddush and avdala. Tarchana v'asina chamer lekdusha v'avdalta. I work very hard to get wine for kiddush and avdala. Mafkila yedech v'asayu. I might see them with the mitzvah kiddush. And because of that schus rabim, he was zeicha that the rain fell for him. Marsha speaks out that of course Rabbeinu Hakadosh is big enough for the rain to come. Just they didn't want to use up his chosin like I had him before. If I cared, that was too little for him. That it should rain for him, and but it rained for this person to show that schus harabim is a big thing. Rav ikla lahu asra gozes things of lesa mitra. Rav went to a certain city. He was going to Tanis and it didn't rain. Nachos kavei shlichel tzibura mashav ruach v'nashav zika. Omer regeshem v'asa mitra. He said mashav ruach omer regeshem and the wind and rain came. Omer lei my obdach. He asked the chazan, what do you do that you deserve such chosim? Amalei, mikri dadikiano, I teach little children Torah. Makrinel bnei aniya kibnei asiri, I treat the poor kids like the rich kids. V'chol lo efshalei, whoever can afford tuition, lo yishakinim amidi, I don't take them, I do it for free. That's number one. And number two is, v'istei peri the kavri, he had this little pond with fish in it. V'chol man de pasha, anyone who's making trouble, what does he do? He doesn't throw him into the pond. What he does is, v'shachdani le minayu, he gives them a fish, and that makes them that's a candy, and they're all excited. They learn better. Add the osi v'kar, and they'll come and learn. So you see, the schos harabim how he does for free for the poor children, and also he gives them bribes in order for them to learn, and that was a big schos. Because of that, they had rain.